coming from the spring.
Sam, there's another.
What about
cistern, you've heard of those, ain't
you? Oh yeah. What about on a hog, the stiff hair on his neck coming?
Bristles?
Yeah. And the long teeth that are
tusk and or yeah, tusk.
And you feed hogs in a what?
Trough.
Okay. Now, what's the difference between a pig and a shoat? Which one's biggest?
Shoat, I'd say.
Right, it's a little, when it's little it's a pig, and then it next it's a shoat.
I see, I really don't, when are they gilt? Or is that,
female.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah, but that's it. But a shoat is when they get about ready to eat, right?
Yeah, that's, I guess. What about a hen that's trying to hatch eggs? You'd say she's a what kind of hen?
Laying hen.
No. You call her a setting hen?
Oh, I thought you meant that.
She lays eggs and then tries to hatch them.
Oh, yeah, setting hen. You better. All right, yeah.
What do you keep chickens in? It's got slats on the side of it.
That's it. Cooks.
Okay. What about the sound that a calf makes when it's taken away from its mama? Would you call that a blade or a blare or a bawl or what?
Well, I'd say a calf would kind of be bawling.
Okay.
Sheep would blay, wouldn't it?
Okay. Right. What about the sound a horse makes? Would you say that was a nicker or a whinny?
Yeah, kind of nickering, aren't they?
Okay.
Her little ones would be kind of whinning like.
All right. What about a bone all out of a chicken that people pull on and make a wish?
Pull a bone.
Okay. You're familiar with the term, the terms for the insides of a pig or a cow that people eat, you call it the haslet or the chitlins or anything?
Chitlins.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody call cows in from a pasture?
Yeah, they'd say silk.
Okay. What about, what do you say when you're milking one of them to make her stand still?
Well, let me see. I was trying to think.
Some people say saw.
Yeah, saw. Yeah, like you're milking them.
What about, is there a certain call to make calves come in, or do they just come when the cows come?
Most time they come when the cows come.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody call horses in? I guess you have. You used to raise horses.
Yeah, what you'd say. You wouldn't call them like you would cows, I don't believe.
Some people just whistle. Some people just call them by their names. And they
whistle and call. Mm-hmm.
I reckon they're a little smarter than a cow. They don't know their names.
Yeah, that's right.
What about, what do you say to a horse if he's standing still and you want to make him start moving? You say, if you were on his back, you'd say what? You say, get up or come up or what?
Yeah, get up, I guess.
Okay, and to stop him, you'd say.
Whoa.
Okay. And to call pigs at feeding time.
Okay.
What about calling chickens?
You just call them chicken.
When you're driving a horse in a wagon or something or plowing with him, you're steering with the what?
The reins.
Okay. Is it the same if you're riding him on horseback?
I believe they are, but they're not. They don't look like.
Yeah, some people call it the lines when you're plowing and the reins when you're riding. Some people just use reins for all of them.
It's lines when you're plowing.
Riding.
It's reins when you're in the wagon
riding.
Okay.
Yeah, lines. Yeah, I guess a plow line. Yeah.
Okay. What about the thing on the saddle that you put your feet in?
The stirrup, I think.
Okay. And let's see. What about when you're plowing the trenches that are cut by a plow?
Furrows.
Okay.